I'm speaking with Wally Tyner, who is professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University, about an update to What's Driving Food Prices, which was a report that was commissioned by Farm Foundation and released in July of 2008 last year. Wally, first of all, I'd like you to tell me just what was the reasoning behind doing an update on this report, which just really about 6-7 months later.
Well, the main purpose was, lots of things have changed. We issued that report by chance at the peak of oil prices and corn and soybean prices, and after that time, everything's gone into reverse. Everything's changed. Prices have been falling, or at least they were for the last half of 2008, been fairly stable since then. And so we wanted to ask, are the drivers that we identified going up the ladder the same as or different from the drivers coming down the ladder? And the answer is it's the same drivers. They work a little bit differently, but it's the same drivers.
And what are those drivers?
The basic three drivers we identified were global trends in production and consumption. Consumption for 8 of the last 9 years had been growing faster than production. So we came into the first half of 2008 with very low stocks to use rate, very low stocks compared to our annual consumption. And that was a key driver, because any kind of disruption you have in that situation means that prices are going to just skyrocket in this case, because we had supply shortages for several crops. The second key driver was the increase in the value of the dollar. It had increased 67% up to July of 2008. And then between July of 2008 and January of 2009, it decreased in value 22%. And the third key driver was biofuels, the increased use of corn for ethanol and oil seeds, vegetable oils for biodiesel. Those are the three main drivers.
And now the impact that these drivers are having are mainly, you're talking about the price of commodity prices, that is corn and soybeans,
correct? It's corn, soybeans, wheat, and rice, the main things that we looked at, the prices of agricultural commodities.
Of course, those have come down, but really it doesn't seem like food in the grocery store has come down. Is there any linkage between these factors and food on the retail level?
Well, that's a good point. They haven't come down. The rate of increase of food prices has come down. But as you know, for livestock products, poultry products and dairy tend to move through quickly. If you have an increase in the price of corn or soybean meal, it moves quickly through poultry and dairy, eggs and milk. But for beef, it can take up to a year before all of the price impact goes through. So for the livestock products, there's a lag, so we may not have even seen all of the pass-through yet on some of the beef products. The others we have seen, and we've seen those start to come down.
Now, when you look at these drivers and their impact on the commodity markets over the last 6 months or so, what does this tell you? What can we use this information to predict what might happen in the future?
Well, one thing you can do is look at, of course, the big driver, sort of the overarching driver of the decline is the global recession, because of the financial crisis. And what that did is it decreased the demand for oil, it increased the demand for dollars as a safe haven, and it decreased the demand for all the agricultural products globally. And so as we watch what happens with the recession, that'll give a good idea what's going to happen to the price of oil. That'll give us a good idea what's going to happen to demand for agricultural products, for biofuels, and for other things. The macroeconomic environment, in a sense, sets the stage for all of the production and consumption trends and the like. And so we need to watch carefully the recession. How long is it going to be? How deep is it going to be? Then also down the road, we need to watch how we get out of the recession. In the past, when we've had a deep or a long recession, the policy that's been in place basically has been to inflate your way out of the recession. So if we start inflating our way out of this recession 2 or 3 years from now, then we'll see all commodity prices come back. But the other thing for agricultural commodities, particularly for corn, you know, right now it's 3.25, 3.50. And we don't expect to see $2 corn anytime soon, because we're now using almost a third of our corn for biofuels, and that's not going to change anytime soon. So it'll take quite a while before any increased production will catch up. So we don't think the, we think this $3 plus corn is the new normal. In fact, the new normal for most agricultural commodities is going to be a bit higher than it has been in the past.
As an agricultural economist, what do you think about this dramatic change in just the course of about 6 months? Have you ever seen anything like this?
Not in my lifetime. I've never seen anything like this. I think this recession is just going to be very strong. It's going to be a very deep and very long recession. I think it's going to influence just about everything that happens in our daily lives. It's going to have, it is the key driver in the price of oil right now. In the fourth quarter of 2008, in the United States, we consumed 7% less oil than we did in the fourth quarter of 2007. And that has a huge impact, had a huge impact. And as long as our consumption stays down compared to what it's been historically, it's going to be really hard for the price of oil to climb back up. Right now, OPEC is doing their best to cut down production, and they've succeeded. The production is now about 5 million barrels a day less than capacity. Whether they'll be able to sustain that, cartels have a history of tending to weaken and break up after a while. People tend to start cheating. But right now, they're holding, and they've got production cut, and that's why we see oil coming back up. But right now, we're consuming oil at the rate we did 10 years ago in 1999, when oil was $20 a barrel. So that gives you an idea what the impact of the recession has been on oil price, and that permeates through all the other commodities.
Well, in July of 2008, things were looking pretty bad for the biofuels, particularly the ethanol industry, because of the situation we were in. With this opposite change, this 180-degree change, do you think this might be a better situation now for ethanol producers?
Not really. Right now we have almost 2 billion gallons of shutdown capacity, ethanol capacity, that's not being operated. There's a delicate balance between three prices, gasoline, ethanol, and corn. And if the price of corn falls relative to ethanol, those plants can come back on. They're sort of in a quick mode. They can come back on very quickly. If the price of corn goes up to ethanol relative to ethanol, they can shut down fairly quickly. So we're going to see a pretty tight balance between corn, ethanol, and gasoline in the months ahead, and it's going to remain a tight wire.
Thank you very much. That's Wally Tyner, professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.